We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I want to address a phone call into Brock, which, by the way, I really appreciate the woman calling and saying
absolutely.
She's African-American and her family votes. Yeah. God bless her.
Yeah.
But, ma'am, it's not racist to suggest that, and we'll ask the judge, you look at any voting registration in any state in the country, and significantly fewer African Americans registered to vote than whites.
Absolutely. That's why 2018 was so big.
Right.
So big, because so many African Americans came out to vote.
Good. I hope everybody registers to vote.
Yes. You have a voice. It's a privilege.
But what happens
is,
if you don't vote, you're not in the big stack of papers,
right,
and you don't get selected for the jury pool. So as a result, a prosecutor comes into the room, and there's 100 people, and 70 of them are white.
If you're lucky.
If you're lucky.
Yeah.
And according to the research, there's a real bias. And I can see it. And I wanted to bring in one of my favorite all-time judges and just a great man, Frank Lucchino. Hey, Frank, how are you, buddy?
I'm terrific, Marty. Hope you're doing well. Hi, Wendy.
Hi, nice to hear your voice, sir.
Judge,
yes.
Jump in here. How difficult it is to get a, what would the word be, Judge? Unbiased jury that's diverse.
Well, first of all, I've looked at the jury in this particular case, and it really is a jury that reflects the community. Even though I know they picked them in Dauphin County, you have half men and half women. You have nine Caucasians and three African Americans, and you have an age group, which is really well done, from age 27 to basically 55, with one person about 71. Years ago, when I started to practice, we used to have all retired people on the jurors.
All white, Frank?
Oh, mostly white, yeah. We had some African-Americans. I heard you say that if you register to vote, don't register to vote, you won't get picked on a jury. That's not quite accurate, Marty.
Oh.
I think if you check with the elections department and the people in the court administrator's office who have these jury pools, they use a lot of lists. Some of them are welfare lists. Some of them are driver registration lists. There's a whole variety of things. In fact, the people in the elections department always get concerned that there are some people who won't vote because they think if they vote, register to vote, they'll get called for
it's
jury.
It's a factor, though, right, Frank?
I don't think so, Marty. I think that they eliminated the voter registration as part of the jury pool.
Well, thank you. I did not know that.
Check with them to make sure. I mean, I've been retired for a couple of years, so things change.
So what you're saying,
this is a pretty good cross-section. And let me say first,
yes,
you have one of the best judges in the county, Alexander Bickett, trying his case. Alex is smart. He's got a great judicial temperament, and he is fair.
Gotcha.
He's a terrific judge.
Marty, you know him, yes?
Yes, he's a neighbor.
So, Judge, then what you're saying is this jury pool in this case that starts tomorrow is representative of Allegheny County's people, yes?
I would think so. I mean, you have six men and six women. It's about 50-50 in gender. You have nine Caucasians and three African Americans. So that means you have 25% African American, which is probably a little higher than the whole county African American representation.
Right.
And then the age is what's really good.
Right.
And you're not loaded with retired people. And so when I looked at it, and you have some people with master's degrees.
Right.
I mean, it looks on paper like a very good jury.
So how hard is it to find a racially diverse or to seat a racially diverse jury? It seems like it's got to be an objective, but in some counties, I was even reading something here in Cook County in the Northern District of Illinois, how they've had some cases where they've had 100 applicants jury in the jury pool, and all of them are white.
You got to now be careful. See, when you say Northern District, that means to me that it's a federal court case.
Okay.
And in federal
court,
they pick the jurors in an entirely different system.
Gotcha.
And the public doesn't always understand that we have a state court system.
Gotcha.
Which I was part of, and this case, the Rossfeld case, is part of, as opposed to the federal court system, which is a different system, and they don't try normal criminal cases. They don't try murder cases, for example.
Gotcha.
And if you sign up for our jurors in Allegheny County, it's one day, one trial. So if you're not picked, you go home. If you're picked, you last for one trial. In federal court, the system, I believe, the last time I checked, was different. You had to serve for 2 weeks.
Gotcha.
And that really hurt.
A different commitment.
And trying to get a diverse jury.
Right.
So, Frank, a couple things. There are only four states that only use voter registration lists. Four states. And if you're trying to get out of jury duty at the federal level, and even some state level, your best chance of doing so is by never registering to vote or canceling your current voter registration, because they use it in many occasions. But I don't have the details on Allegheny County. It's very intriguing to me.
I don't think that's the case, and I don't know about that being the case in the Western District Federal Court in Pennsylvania, located here in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Frank, what about this research that we pulled? Juries from all white jury pools in Florida convicted blacks defendants 16% more than white defendants. In cases with no black jurors, blacks were convicted 81% of the time, white defendants 66% of the time. Did you see that, Frank? Did you see an inherent bias?
Well, I think that jurors, I mean, I can remember trying cases with jurors, and they were always so sincere. They wanted to do the right thing.
Right.
And when a case was concluded, I would always meet with the jurors in the courtroom, and I would just take off my robe and sit there and talk with them. And the first question they always asked was, do you think I did the right thing?
Mm.
Do you think we did the right thing as a jury? I mean, I have great faith in the jury system. And Marty, I'm not familiar with those statistics that you cite, but I think that people are inherently fair, and they try to do the best they can. Now, everybody brings with them their basic biases and prejudices.
Yes, sir.
And obviously, we have a country that still maintains lots of biases and lots of prejudices. But hopefully, in that jury room, I always thought that magic happened, that 12 people were able to absorb a week's worth of testimony or 2 weeks worth of testimony
without
taking
notes.
And
do the right thing. Yeah, and do the right thing.
And do the right thing, right. And so I have a lot of faith in the jury system. And in fact, people over the years have called me, can you get me out of jury duty? And I say no, because I'm doing you a favor by not getting you out.
Yes, good for
you. You should go. You will meet people. You will have power in the government that you can't imagine you have. I mean, think about the power. These ordinary citizens.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.